This conference will now be recorded.
Okay, good morning, everybody. I'm Brian Langill. I'm the chair of the Education Talk Committee. Welcome to the meeting on April 8th. First on the agenda is to do a roll call for the members and also identify the staff.
Michael.
Michael, are you doing this?
Commissioner Schock?
Here.
Commissioner Brown?
Here.
Commissioner John?
Here.
And Commissioner Schiffer?
I'm on.
Everyone's accounted for, Mr. Chair.
All right, thank you very much. And then, staff, can you acknowledge yourself, identify yourself?
Jim Hammers.
Dustin Vogel.
Omi Dani.
All right.
And Michael Clark.
All right. Well, good morning, everybody. Next, we have on the agenda to review and approve the actual meeting agenda for today. Do you have a motion to approve?
Schock, move approval.
Okay. All set. All right. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? All right. Motion carries. Next, we have the review and approval of the meeting minutes from the February 5th, 2024 POC meeting. Hopefully, everyone's had a chance to review, and I'll entertain a motion to approve now.
I'll move to approval.
Jock, second.
All right, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, motion carries. Agenda item number four, we've got pending accreditor applications for recommendation to the commission. We do not have any for this meeting. So then we will go to item number five, which is going to be pending advanced accredited course applications for recommendation to the commission. Like we've got about 15 of these to go through. So the first one is course number 1259.0. Michael, you want to cover this one?
Yes, Mr. Chair. The course title is Florida 2-Hour Advanced Code Module 2023 FBC 2020 NEC-Internet. The provider is Mike Holt Enterprises of Leesburg, Inc. The accreditor was Charles Barr. The accreditation date was 3/14/2024. Mr. Chair, this is a 2-hour online course that covers electrical rules for the 2023 Florida Building Code contained in the 2020 NEC for branch circuit, meter, service calculation, services, and overvoltage protection. The objective of this course is to help the electrical contractor understand concepts in Articles 220, 230, and 242 that apply to various load calculations and the installation of service disconnects and surge-protected devices in dwellings and commercial occupancies. As a result of an administrative review of this course, I found no issues and recommend approval.
Okay, thank you, Michael. Anybody from the POC wanting to comment on this course? Hearing none, anybody from the public wishing to speak on this course number? Hearing none, do we have a motion to approve 1259.0?
I'll listen to
them. I second, John.
All right. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right, any opposed? All right, course is approved. Next we have course number 1258.0, Board of Construction Academy, LLC. Michael?
Okay, hold on here, I'm out of order. Here we go. Course title is Advanced Florida Building Code, 8th Edition, 2023 Code Review. The provider is Florida Construction Academy, LLC. The accreditor is J.C. Cody Construction Consultants, Inc. And the accreditation date is 3/18/2024. This is a one-hour online course that is designed to provide contractors and construction industry professionals with an overview and review of some key components found in the Florida Building Code, Building Edition. As a result of an administrative review of this course, I found no issues and recommend approval.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Anybody from the public wishing to speak on this course? Anybody from the public wishing to speak? All right.
No, sir.
All right. Hearing none, do we have a motion to approve? Course number 1258.
Shipley will move.
Shipper. And who was the second on that?
Shipper.
Okay. All right. We have a motion and a second. Any other discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Of course, is approved. Next, we have 1248.0 with Decatur Professional Development. Michael?
The course title is Advanced Florida Building Code 8th Edition 2023, covering the most significant changes. The provider is Decatur Professional Development. The accreditor is Charles Barr. The accreditation date is 3/8/2024. Mr. Chair, this is a two-hour online course that covers a selection of the most significant changes made to the Florida Building Code during the transition from the 7th edition to the 8th edition. This course is designed to cover the most significant changes from the 7th to the 8th edition of the code, but not every change made between the two revisions of the code. After an administrative review of this course, it was found that the course outline and timeline were missing. The title page for the presentation document was missing, and the font was smaller than 12 point in the presentation document. As a result, I recommend denial of this course because it does not meet the full requirements of Rule 61G20-6.002. However, the EDPOC could motion to instead conditionally approve this course, subject to adding the course outline and timeline, adding a title page to the presentation document, and increasing the size of the font to 12 point in the presentation document.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Michael. Does anybody from the POC wish to speak on this item? Anybody from the public? Is the provider of the course on the line here to speak to the conditional approval, potential conditional approval? Okay. Back to the POC. Do we have, does someone want to make a motion to conditionally approve this with the changes that Michael has stated?
Schiffer will move that.
Okay, we have a second.
I will second.
All right. Any further discussion?
Shock, sure. I have a discussion point.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm not real satisfied with conditional approval since the person is not here to agree to the terms of the conditional approval, so I'm just putting that out there.
Okay. Well, do we, if we deny this course, what, Michael, what would they have to do? What would be the,
They would have to, resubmit the course at the next meeting. Have to have it accredited again and
okay.
Resubmit it.
Okay.
Commissioner Stock, pardon me, this is Justin Vogel, Chairman Ling, you'll heal mine. Just want to mention that, I mean, there, the presence of the submitter in this case isn't necessary. The conditional approval is essentially a denial, but with a way out, because the conditions would be to meet the requirements of the rule. There's not really anything that they would have to agree to per se.
So if they don't do it, it's just effectively denied then if they don't meet those requirements then?
That is correct, yes, sir.
Okay. Do we have any other discussion on this? I believe we have a motion and a second on the floor right now to conditionally approve. All right, hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? All right, motion carries. Thank you. Next, we have course number 1238.0. Michael?
The course title is 1 hour Florida Building Code Mechanical 8th Edition 2023 Advanced Internet Course. The provider is First Choice CE. The accreditor is JC Code Construction Consultants, Inc. The accreditation date is 2/29/2024. Mr. Chair, this is a one-hour online course that will cover the general requirements for the installation, repair, and maintenance of appliances and equipment in various locations and environments. Whether a contractor will be installing equipment in a garage or a condensate disposal piping system, this course will give them a basic understanding of what standards must be followed. As a result of administrative review of this course, I found no issues and recommend approval.
All right, thank you. Anybody from the POC wishing to speak on this course?
Yeah, I have a question for Michael. I saw the previous presentation, 1248, to be the same presentation as 1238. Is that correct, Michael?
Yes, I think that is basically correct.
Okay, and conditionally approved 1248. Why wouldn't you do the same thing for 1238?
Well, for 1238, the timeline and outline and those things are present.
Okay.
The course can be the same, but there were, for whatever reason, are you sure it's 1248, 1238, and not 1238, 1235?
No, I'm looking at 1238 being the same as 1248 in what I downloaded.
Different providers altogether.
Well, here's another question, Ryan, is they have, it's the same presentation with two different providers and two different accreditors, so I asked Michael, why is that? If it's the same presentation, why is it two providers and two accreditors?
What happened, there is a company, and I forgot the exact configuration, but a company bought out two other companies. And they're presenting their own courses and changing the titles just a little bit, but essentially it's the same course.
But the provider, the guy that gives the course, is listed as the same person, right? This Edward... BIMET is a provider for both companies on this course.
All I can tell you is if we do a look at 1238, the same, what was lacking in 1248 is not lacking in 1238, even though they're the same course.
Yeah, but one other comment about 1238 is when I went and downloaded it off your site, it showed one credit, and when you look at the presentation and the certificate for this course 1238, it shows two credits. So either something needs to be changed, either the certificate or the website.
I'll take your word for it, Commissioner. That was an oversight of mine. And you are correct.
Okay.
But, just want to confirm, Michael, you're saying that 1238 does not have the same, it's the same presentation, but it's not missing the same information that's missing on 1248, right, Michael?
That is correct.
Okay.
That is correct, yes.
Okay, so
and
we
do,
need...
Can Brian, can I ask one more question to Michael?
Okay, so
do
sure.
Because of the issue on the credit, is that grounds to not approve this course, or is that something that is technical between the commission?
That is something you can certainly take into consideration, but I wouldn't use it as grounds to... I'm making a note right now, I'll make sure that that's changed, and that's within my purview. You can conditionally approve or not based on that. That's up to you.
And just to clarify, Michael, what is the discrepancy here, again, on this one?
Commissioner John is saying that in the certificate of completion, I think it's 2 CE hours, and it's being advertised as 1 CE hour.
Okay. So, yeah.
Or just the opposite. I'm not sure which, but that's the issue.
Okay, number of hours.
Correct.
Yeah, which it is a one-hour course. Correct.
So it's a two-hour. It's a two-hour course, but the Florida Boating Club website shows it as a one-hour course.
Okay.
The certificate for 12:38 and 12:48 are identical. It's the same presenter and the same certificate.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so they would need to update that to reflect it to be a two-hour course.
That is correct.
All right. All right. Is the provider on the line? I don't think so, because the previous one wasn't. So.
No, I am. J.P. Coton Construction.
Okay. Are you in agreement with what we've come up with the conditional approval? It needs to be a two-hour course.
Yeah, you just need the certificate adjusted, correct?
That is correct.
Not the certificate, not the certificate. The certificate, from what we just talked about, is correct. It's the Florida Building Code website that needs to be changed.
Okay.
Yeah, and then also in the course reference material, it does say one-hour Florida Building Code advanced internet course.
Right.
On page one. And then also, it's also in other areas of the document as well that it says 1 hour.
And it needs to say two.
It would all need to be updated to say two.
Okay, we'll get that done.
Okay, back to the POC. Does somebody want to make a motion to conditionally approve with those changes that we just discussed?
I make a motion to approve with based on the changes being made that we discussed.
Okay. Conditional approval?
Conditionally approved.
Yes. Do we have a second? All right. We have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, the course is conditionally approved. Next, we have course number 1235.0. Michael?
The course title is Advanced Florida Building Code, 8th Edition, 2023 Building Review. The provider is Application Specialist, LLC. The accreditor is J.C. Coda Construction Consultants, Inc., and the accreditation date is 2/13/2024. Mr. Chair, this is a one-hour online course that is designed to provide contractors and construction industry professionals with an overview and review of some key components found in the Florida Building Code, Building Edition. As a result of an administrative review of this course, I found no issues and recommend approval.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Michael. Anyone from the POC wishing to speak on this course? Anybody from the public wishing to speak on 1235? Hearing none, do we have a motion to approve the course?
I'll move to approval.
Schock, second.
All right, any other discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? All right, course 1235 is approved. Next, we have course number 1234.0. Michael.
The course title is Advanced Florida Building Code, Building-8th Edition 2023. The provider is Education Pathways. The accreditor is Bill Dumbaugh. The accreditation date is 2-4-2024. Mr. Chair, this is a two-hour online course that highlights only the most recent changes in Chapter 4 of the 8th edition 2023 code found in the noted section. As a result of administrative review of this course, I found no issues and recommend approval.
Okay. Do we, anybody from the POC wishing to speak on this course?
Brian, this is David. I do have a comment. When you look at that presentation, it looks like the presentation also included some of the information like timeline and that, and I didn't follow the presentation. It doesn't make sense to me. So I would suggest that they break that presentation apart between the presentation and the timeline and the other information. I don't know if you can put that presentation up on the screen, but if you go through it, it doesn't follow the guidelines, I think, that we set.
Yeah, can staff put that go into the presentation?
Hang.
You just keep scrolling down.
Tell me when.
Well, I don't know where the presentation started and when the information that and the guidelines were. You'd stop there. So I would suggest, and Justin, maybe you can answer the question. I don't think this is in the right format.
What they did, they put the outline in front of the actual presentation. They just included it. Some providers on occasion do that.
Okay,
the presentation starts on page 12. And what they did, they just attached the outline and timeline.
Okay, so they just basically have it's not in a presentation format like a PowerPoint. It's just a kind of a discussion. It's just written down.
Well, they're using a Word document instead of the PowerPoint software, but the presentation part starts on page 13.
Right. Yeah.
This is the requirements.
And it's an online course. A lot of providers do this. Instead of a PowerPoint, they use a Word doc.
And is that what the online participant's going to see?
Yeah, starting on page 13.
Okay, and they would just follow that and then take the exam then at that point after they're done reviewing
right.
it. Okay.
That is correct.
Okay.
Right, can I make a suggestion that they break out the first part and start page 13 as the beginning of the presentation? I mean, I'm not opposing to the course. I'm just wanting to make it match some of the other presentations that we review.
Yes, we can start doing that if that's what the EdPoc wants to do. I can get the word out.
Okay. Anybody from the POC have an issue with that?
Well, I don't know what. Does the course as presented, Michael, meet the technical requirements?
Yes, it does, Commissioner.
Do we then have the discretion of the authority to tell them that they have to put one thing before another?
We can strongly suggest it. We can't force them because it's not in the rule language.
Right. Yeah, this is Justin Vogel, and I mean, to the extent that I understand what's going on, I don't know that we have, that the POC has the authority to require the implementation of some kind of presentation format if it isn't specifically specified.
And that's my point.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Okay. So it sounds like they meet the requirements. as is right now, but anything that we would say would be just a recommendation, but it sounds
right.
Like we don't really even have the authority to, and we don't have the authority to enforce that, basically.
But, Justin, can we make a recommendation that, not to deny the course, but just make the recommendation that they move that to another part and they start dumping the 13?
I think as long as it's very clear that, you know, that yes, that the POC recommended approval and that it is merely a friendly recommendation, I don't see any problem with Mr. Clark passing that along.
Okay. I do have one comment on this one. The certificate has, the certificate of completion says 1 hour instead of 2 hours on it. For this course.
We can get that changed.
Yeah, so I guess we would need to conditionally approve this one with that change then.
Okay.
All right, do we have any other discussion on this one? If not, do we have a motion to conditionally approve with changing the certificate of completion to a 2 hour?
I would move conditional approval to change on the hours and a suggestion passed along to the course creator that they consider the of their presentation.
Okay. Do we have a second?
Schiffer will second.
All right. We have a motion and a second for conditional approval. Any other discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Motion carries for conditional approval. All right. Next, we've got course number 1229.0. Michael?
The course title is 2023 Florida Building Codes, 8th Edition Updates, Advanced Code Class. The provider is the Building Officials Association of Florida. The accreditor is Contractors Institute, Koning Enterprises, Inc. The accreditation date is 3/18/2024. Mr. Chair, this is a two-hour instructor-led course that will provide an overview of the building codes currently in effect in Florida, their navigation, their governance, and their relationship to the international codes. This presentation will then focus on changes and provisions new to the 8th edition of Florida's suite of building codes that relate to the design of structures. Discussion will also include anticipated impacts of these changes from an implementation and design perspective. Mr. Chair, there's some contextual information about this course. I'll go ahead and read it to the POC. The course accreditation / submission deadline was March 24th, 2024. When this course, 1229, was reviewed by the education administrator, myself, on March 25th, which is the day after the deadline, I found that the PowerPoint presentation had been uploaded twice, meaning that the syllabus was missing. With no syllabus, that meant no course description, learning objectives, outline, timeline, evaluation, method of presentation, provider contact information, and certificate of completion. All of those were missing because there was no syllabus. At that point, I called the accreditor to let her know of this discovery of the missing syllabus because it was so egregious, I gave them a call. She stated that a mistake had been made by the provider when uploading some modified material and the syllabus was excluded. She further stated that this mistake was not caught by the accreditor. So, in essence, I talked to the accreditor, And they said it was just purely a silly mistake and nobody caught it. I then called Mo Madani and Justin Vogel, and we discussed the situation and concluded that the missing syllabus could be uploaded into the BCIS so the reviewing commissioners, you, could check the quality of the syllabus even though it was added after the course submission deadline. I reviewed the syllabus and found that it was complete and thorough, so I had no issues with the syllabus. Given this explanation and after administrative review of this course, it was found that the course description, learning objectives, outline timeline, evaluation, method of presentation, provider contact information, and certificate of completion was missing as a result of an upload mistake by both a provider and a creditor. This information, as stated in the above explanation, has now been correctly provided. Also, I did find that the title page for the PowerPoint was missing, and that in the syllabus, there was no name, address, or email of the provider. So, as a result, I recommend denial of this course because it does not meet the full requirements of Rule 61G20-6.002. However, the EDPOC could motion to instead conditionally approve this course subject to verifying the missing information in the syllabus, which I've already done, and it is there, adding a title page to the PowerPoint and adding the name, address, and email to the syllabus.
Okay.
So, Chair, that's my story.
Okay. Thank you. Very good. Very comprehensive there. So right now, if I understand, it's those three items that need to be updated at this point. That you would be the syllabus, the title page, and name and email contact information that would need to be added to the attachment.
Yeah, the two issues that need to be modified is the title page for the PowerPoint was missing. There was no real title page.
Yeah.
And the contact information was missing from the syllabus. Those two things.
Okay. Yes. Okay.
But also, as part of your deliberation, is the fact that the syllabus was added to the materials after the submission deadline.
Okay. And have we conditionally approved items before that were past the deadline, submission deadline?
Yes, we have, and we've also denied, but we have approved also.
Okay. Just wanted to check for clarification there. Anybody from the POC wishing to speak on this course?
I guess the question then becomes, do we have that discretion to approve something? Obviously, we have in the past. Or does the rule require us to deny it because it was late? Is there any hard and fast rule on that?
Commissioner Brown, this is Justin Vogel. I looked at the rule provisions. I didn't see any impediment to approving the course. The course was submitted prior to the deadline. This is just a matter of them providing the missing material that Mr. Clark immediately noticed ahead of time rather than, say, waiting until our typical meetings here where there might be a conditional approval in order and then have them provide the material. We said, yes, just provide the material now so that everyone can see it, especially since such a large chunk of it had been inadvertently omitted. But they did submit the course prior to the deadline, so I don't have any issue with the POC conditionally approving it if it so wishes.
Good.
Okay. Does anybody from the public want to speak on this course? Okay. Hearing none, we'll go back to the POC. Do we want to conditionally approve this course?
I'd move conditional approval based on the terms discussed.
Okay.
Shock, second.
All right. Motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay, any opposed? All right, course 1229 is conditionally approved. Thank you. Next we have course number 1260.0. Michael?
The course title is Advanced Internet Course in Significant FBC Changes, 8th edition 2023. The provider is FDA Inc. The accreditor is Bill Dunbaugh. The accreditation date is 3/19/2024. Mr. Chair, this is a one-hour online course that is intended to show the analysis of changes for the 8th edition 2023 of the Florida Billing Code. This course is based on the latest changes in the 8th edition 2023 Florida Building Code building. The model code used to update the 8th edition 2023 Florida Building Code is the 2021 International Building Code IBC. As a result of administrative review of this course, I found no issues and recommend approval.
Thank you, Michael. Anybody from the Pop Voice want to speak on this course? Anybody from the public wishing to speak? Hearing none, do we have a motion to approve 1260.0?
I'll move approval.
I second, John.
All right. Any other discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? All right. Course 1260 is approved. Next, we have course number 1253.0. Michael?
The course title is Advanced FBC 8th Edition 2023 Vertical Fenestration. The provider is AIA Florida, the accreditor JC Coding Construction Consultant, excuse me, Inc. The accreditation date is 3/20/2024. This is a two-hour instructor-led course that will address the Florida Building Code 8th Edition 2023 Building and Residential Existing Building and Energy Conservation. It starts with a history of code and then explores reasons why opening protection is important and how it can save money and possibly lives. An explanation of testing methods and label requirements used by the Florida Building Code will be given. The windborne debris provisions within the code will also be discussed, along with the ASCE 7-22 map. As a result of the administrative review of this course, I found no issues and recommend approval.
All right, thank you. Anybody from the public wishing to speak on this course? Anybody from the public wishing to speak on 1253? Hearing none, do we have a motion to approve?
Shock, move approval.
Second, Schiffer.
All right, motion and a second. Any other discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, course 1253 is approved. Next, we have 1254.0. Michael?
The course title is Advanced FBC 8th Edition 2023 Vertical Fenestration Online. Provider is AIA Florida, creditor JC Coding Construction Consultants, Inc., and the accreditation date is 3/20/2024. Mr. Chair, this is a two-hour online course that will address the Florida Building Code's 8th Edition 2023 Building and Residential, Existing Building and Energy Conservation. It starts with a history of code and then explores reasons why opening protection is important and how it can save money and possibly lives. An explanation of testing methods and label requirements used by the Florida Building Code will be given. The windborne debris provisions within the code will also be discussed along with the ASCE 7-22 map. As a result of administrative review of this course, I found no issues and recommend approval.
All right, thank you. Anybody from the PAC wishing to speak on this course? Anybody from the public wishing to speak? Hearing none, do we have a motion to approve 1254.0?
Schiffer moves.
Schock,
John second.
All right, we have a motion and a second. Any other discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, 1254.0 is approved. Next, we've got 1261.0. Michael?
The course title is 2023 Advanced Florida Building Code Module, Significant Code Changes, 8th edition, 1 hour. The provider is A-Plus Construction School, Inc. The accreditor is JC Code and Construction Consultants, Inc., and the accreditation date is 3/21/2024. Mr. Chair, this is a one-hour instructor-led course that presents some of the most significant code changes from the 2020 Florida Building Code to the 2023 Florida Building Code 8th Edition Building, which is effective in the current year, 2024. After administrative review of this course, it was found that the date 2024 should be changed to 2023 on the PowerPoint title slide. Otherwise, I found no issues or recommend approval.
All right, thank you. Anyone from the POC wishing to speak on this course? Anybody from the public? All right, back to the POC.
This is called the JC code. Can we get a conditional approval?
Yeah, so we'll take it back to the POC here, and I'll ask for a motion for conditional approval for the title PowerPoint title change to 2023.
Jock, move conditional approval.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Any other discussion on this item? Hearing none. All those in favor say aye.
Any
opposed? All right, the course is 1261.0 is conditionally approved. Thank you. Next, we have course number 1257.0. Michael?
The course title is Advanced FBC 8th Edition 2023, The Role of the Architect in Slip, Trip, and Fall Accidents Online. The provider is AIA Florida, the accreditor JC Code Construction Consultants, Inc., and the accreditation date 3/22/2024. Mr. Chair, this is a two-hour online course that covers the architect's role in designing safe paths of travel compliant with Florida Building Code ADA and NFSI standards. It addresses stairs, ramps, and level changes, emphasizing ergonomics and safety. Discussions include floor treatments, COF testing, and best practices. As a result of an administrative review of this course, I found no issues and recommend approval.
All right, thank you. Anybody from the POC wishing to speak on this course? Anybody from the public wishing to speak on 1257? Hearing none, do we have a motion to approve 1257?
Schiffer approved.
I'll second.
All right. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. 1257 approved. Thank you. Next, we have course number 1252.0. Michael?
The course title is Advanced FBC, 8th Edition 2023, The Role of the Architect in Slip, Trip, and Fall Accidents. Provider is AIA Florida. Accreditor JC Code Construction Consultants, Inc., and the accreditation date 3/22/2024. This is a two-hour instructor-led course that covers the architect's role in designing safe paths and level changes, ensuring ergonomic correctness and code compliance. Topics include Florida Building Code regulations for stairs, ramps, and accessibility, Florida ADA requirements and standards from NFSI and ASBMF-13 on walkway services and friction testing will also be discussed. As a result of the administrative review of this course, I found no issues and recommend approval.
All right, thanks, Michael. Anybody from the POC wanting to speak on this course? Anybody from the public wishing to speak on 1252.0. Hearing none, do we have a motion to approve 1252?
For approval.
John, second.
Okay. Any other discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, 1252 is approved. Next course, we have 1263.0. Michael?
The course title is Introducing Advanced One-Hour Florida Building Code 8th Edition Online. The provider is Polonia Hills, LLC. The accreditor, Bill Dunbaugh. The accreditation date, 3/21/2024. This is a one-hour online course that discusses selected key changes in the 2023 Florida Building Code 8th edition and provides an understanding of the impacts of these changes on the construction of buildings in Florida. After an administrative review of this course, it was found that the title page for the PowerPoint was missing. As a result, I recommend denial of this course because it does not meet the full requirement of Rule 61G20-6.002. However, the EDPOC could motion to instead conditionally approve this course, subject to adding a title page to the PowerPoint.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Michael. Anyone from the POC wanting to speak on this course?
Brian, this is David. Can I make a couple comments?
Yes. Go ahead.
First of all, 1263 and 1264 are the same presentations. Once again, we have two different providers and two different creditors. So, Michael, was that the same as what we talked about before, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So, and then, can you open up the presentation on 1263 and look at slide 38 to start with slide 38? Because I saw that the text starting to look like Japanese on slide, starting on page 38.
Yeah, I do see that.
Wasn't sure if it was just because of my computer, but...
No, I'm getting the same thing.
Yeah, there it is. The rest of the slides, with that description, it looks like Japanese or some foreign language.
Yeah.
It's actually computer code.
That's the same presentation on 1264 has the same issues.
Yeah, and it's on multiple pages. It's all through it. After you get past page 38, you get the same thing on
that is tied to the JPEG that is they put into the presentation.
We have no idea what they're saying here, so if this is just probably a figure title or whatnot or explanation of what you're seeing on the picture. Because, yeah, it gets all the way through to the end, to the last slide, 47, page 47. It goes through all that. So, okay. Do we have additional POC members that want to discuss this one here?
I'd offer this. If it were a simple matter of just correcting the character set, which would...
nothing to do with you. They just didn't look at their presentation.
Well, the point that I'm going to make is that we can't do the review because we don't know what it says, so I would say denial would probably be the best course of action.
Yeah, we would need to be able to review this in order to make a decision whether to approve or deny it.
But Brian, the same is on 1264, so if we deny 1263, we should deny 1264.
Okay, well, yeah, We'll review that one once we get to that item. But any other discussion from the POC on this one here? Do we have anybody from the public wishing to speak on this course number 1263?
Yes, sir. This is John Farinelli with JC Code and Construction Consultants.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a little bit confused here. Am I hearing you right that you saying that course 1263 and 1264 are the same?
Yes.
And they're from different providers.
I know, and however, I asked Nick why, and he told me it was because they merged companies.
Okay. Here's the way it's been working, and I found this to be rather common for this go-around. You have a company that has bought out two or three other companies, and they're just using the same course with different providers. But the parent company is the same. It's just different sub-companies, if you will. Same course material. Does that help at all?
Yes, that was my understanding on the previous ones that we saw there. Anyone else from the public wishing to speak on this course? Hearing none, we'll take it back to the educational POC. Seems like it does not meet our requirements, and I would recommend denial on this because we do not have the ability to review it 100%. We don't know what they're trying to say on those slide pages.
And I'll second that, Schiffer.
Okay, I don't think I can make a motion as the chair, right? I think someone else needs to make that motion.
This is John. I'll make a motion that we deny.
Okay. And Schiffer, you'll second that.
Yeah, that stays in there.
Okay. All right. Any further discussion on this course? Hearing none. All those in favor for denial, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Course number 1263 has been denied. Okay. Next, we go to 1264.0. Michael.
The course title is 1 Hour Florida Building Code Mechanical 8th Edition 2023 Advanced Internet Course. The provider is Anytime Certification. The accreditor is JC Coated Construction Consultants, Inc. And the accreditation date is 3/22/2024. This is a 1 hour online course that discusses the general regulations related to the approval and installation of equipment and appliances that make up the buildings and systems to be worked on by mechanical professionals as specified in the Florida Building Code. As a result of administrative review, I found no issues and recommend approval.
Okay, thank you, Michael. Anybody from the POC wishing to speak on this course?
Brian, can they pull up that course and look at the same pages again?
Yes.
Slides 38 through 47, and see if because I couldn't see it. Maybe it is okay.
I was seeing the same issue. The other attachment. Yeah. The presentation material.
I pulled it up. It is the same, Commissioner John. You are correct. On slide 38.
Yeah, it's the same exact thing.
Right.
On slide 38 through slide 47, page 47, it has the same symbology there. We can't
right.
We can't determine what they're trying to say there. Do we have any further discussion from the POC on this course?
Yeah, I have a discussion issue, if I may.
Yes, go ahead, Commissioner Shaw.
Yeah, this is probably to Justin, actually. And I'm just wondering, is there a concern, or do we have to have a concern about any kind of copyright infringements with the two different entities, one buying out the other, that the copyright's not infringed on, or should we get additional letters from the different agencies? It's just kind of more of a legal question than anything.
To be honest, Commissioner Schock, I really don't have any idea. It's not my area of specialty in law. I can't think of anything off the top of my head that would directly implicate us. I mean, really, the commission is going to be looking at whether or not these courses meet the requirements of the rule for the education program. And I think that copyright infringement type issues are probably mostly going to lie on whoever the potential infringer would be, rather than anything that the commission is doing. So that's my hot take on it. I don't have a great concern, and I think it'd mostly be the concern of the course developer.
Okay, so it's outside of our scope as the commission, or as the POC and the commission.
I'm no expert on it.
Okay.
Justin, this is David. If Michael reviews a course that has two different providers and two different accreditors, should there be an inquiry about it, or can we just have to ignore it? In the future.
I don't know that it's necessarily either. I don't think there has to be an inquiry, and I don't know that the POC has to ignore it. I think you would really just have to ask, why are you interested in it? Sort of, what is the POC or the commission's concern?
Well, the concern would be we're certifying an advanced course, and if the same course is given by two different people, I mean, that's a question.
What kind of problem would that be? Because I don't immediately see what the issue is. If the course is the same and it meets all the requirements of the rule and it's correctly providing the information about the code or the statute, whatever it's addressing, does it really matter how many different people are presenting it to the commission? Is there something that our rule, would implicate with that? Maybe I'm not aware of.
I guess, Justin, my question would be is that, you're comfortable with us, how we've been doing this historically, and now that we're within our authority as the education.
This is the first time I've heard of there being one company buying out others and then essentially offering, I guess, the same course under different names or, with different providers, that is. And so I haven't given any thought to it, but again, there's nothing that immediately jumps out to me about it being problematic. I'll make a note and I'll put some thought into it and I'll read through the rule again and see if there's anything, but there's nothing that immediately jumps out to me about it being that much of an issue. Matter of fact, I mean, I can imagine there being situations where perhaps our rule or the program would be set up to allow this more seamlessly without there being different commissions required. It's not set up that way. As long as the material in the course is fine, I really don't see what the problem is.
Well, the problem would be if the presenter is not the true presenter. That would be my concern, because if you go look at the certificates for these two presentations, it lists the same person, and that would be, if the certificate's not right, then that's something that is in our privy, right?
But, and again, to make clear, my concern wasn't technical. My concern was really, would the commission or the POC be put in any kind of financial jeopardy by approving a copyrighted infringement? So, technically wise, I don't see any problem there.
Yeah, I don't think that the commission would be in a position to know if there were copyright infringement the majority of the time.
Okay.
This is Long Johnny. We have no authority to really go in and determine whether there's a copyright issue or not. That's outside the scope of this our review. I think really, we're only reviewing an advanced course. I don't see that's really a problem at this point.
Okay. So Justin, you will take a look at that, though, just to be able to provide an update at the commission meeting.
I wouldn't promise I would have necessarily a definitive statement to make at the commission meeting, but I will look into the, I guess, the issue revolving around one company acquiring another and there being multiple presenters of the same course, and I'll see if there's any problem. If there were anything, or I'd probably report back at the next education talk meeting, but
okay.
if I did find something sooner or more, you know, urgently, then I could bring it up at the commission meeting as well, yeah.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. We are, believe we're at the public wishing to comment on this item. This is Paul 64.
Yes, sir. This is John Perinelli from JC Code again. I'm just looking for a little clarification here. I'm hearing you say that on slide, talking about slide numbers. And I'm looking at the document that I reviewed, and I don't see anything on slides. It's just almost like a Word document in PDF.
Yeah, it's actually page numbers. It's page numbers, not slide numbers.
All right, could you give me the page numbers again?
Pages 38 through 47.
All right, I'm going to page 38.
And that's under the presentation materials.
Okay, and this is really odd. I've only, the complete document that I'm looking at only goes to page 31.
Okay, well, that's, yeah, if you pull it off online on the commission website, you'll see that what we're looking at goes to page 47.
All right, bear with me here a second.
John, I'm pulling it up now for you.
See, I'm looking at everything because it took three reviews to get this course through, and I'm looking at all of it, and it just goes to page 31.
Yeah, we're...
I'm not 100% sure what you all are looking at.
So this is... Can you see the screen?
I'm on the phone. I'm on the computer.
Okay. Well, it's definitely goes past page 31 or 32. It goes to page 47, and we do have symbology there that we cannot understand on each of the pictures, diagrams.
All right. Hold on one sec.
It's the same as we had on the previous course number.
And you're looking at the presentation.
Correct.
Correct.
I'm going to have to get with Michael afterwards because, again, I've looked at the original upload, the first revised materials, and the second revised materials, and it only goes to page 31.
Okay.
All right, thank you, gentlemen.
All right, thank you. All right, so we're back to the education POC. Do we have a motion to deny this course?
No moves. Denial.
Shock. Second.
All right, any other discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, course 1264.0 is denied, and... someone's going to check on that discrepancy on the page number of pages for this presentation with the provider. Right. Next, we've got course number 1247.0. Michael?
The course title is Advanced Module Residential Swimming Pool Code Requirements, Florida Building Code 8th Edition, 2023. The provider is Pension Petting, Inc., the accreditor JDB Code Services, Inc., and the accreditation date is 3/24/2024. This is a one-hour online course that will focus on residential swimming pool and spa requirements found in the 8th edition Florida Building Code. Its main focus will be on Chapter 45 Residential Code Book Provisions. In addition, an overview of swimming pool electrical provisions for new and existing pools, as well as a review of flood and coastal hazard zone provisions and pool spa energy code requirements will be provided. As a result of administrative review of this course, I found no issues and recommend approval.
All right, thank you. Anybody from the public wishing to speak on this course? Anybody from the public wishing to speak on 1247? Hearing none, do we have a motion to approve?
Shock, move approval.
Okay. All right, the motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? All right, the motion carries. Course 1247 is approved. Next, we go to item number 6 on the agenda, and that's pending administratively approved updated courses for recommendation to the commission. This time we have none that are pending, so we will go, and next item is number 7, the pending administratively approved self-affirmed, no change, updated courses, and we do not have any today for review. So agenda item number 8 is the pending administratively approved self-affirmed one change updated courses for recommendation to the commission. And the first one that we have here is course number 1124.1. Michael?
The course title is Advanced FBC, 8th edition 2023, Five Walls of the FBC, Dash, A Guide to Fire Resistance and Fire Protection. The provider is AIA Florida. The prior accreditor was JC Coated Construction Consultants, Inc., and the affirmation date was 3/5/2024. This is a two-hour instructor-led course that provides a working knowledge of the five walls of the FBC. Participants will learn the prescriptive differences between wall ratings, fire resistance, opening protective ratings, fire protection, and how each performs in passive redundant systems. Participants will understand the use of each wall, its opening protectives, and applications within the framework of code compliance. Test criteria for fire resistance and opening protection will also be illustrated and explained. As a result of administrative review of this course, I found no issues and recommend approval.
All right, thank you, Michael. Anyone from the POC wishing to speak on this course? Anybody from the public wishing to speak on this course, 1124.1? Hearing none, do we have a motion to approve 1124.1?
That was approval.
Shock, second.
John. All right, we have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, motion carries. Next, we have course number 1118.1. Michael?
The course title is Advanced FBC, 8th edition 2023, Five Walls of the FBC. Provider, AIA Florida. Prior accreditor, JC Coated Construction Consultants, Inc. And the affirmation date is 3/4/2024. This is a two-hour online course that provides a working knowledge of the five walls of the FBC. Participants will learn the prescriptive differences between wall ratings, fire resistance, opening protective ratings, fire protection, and how each perform in passive redundant systems. Participants will understand the use of each wall, its opening protective, and applications within the framework of code compliance. Test criteria for fire resistance and opening protection will also be illustrated and explained. As a result of administrative review of this course, I found no issues or recommend approval.
All right, thank you. Anybody from the POC wishing to speak on this course? Anybody from the public wishing to speak? Hearing none, back to the POC. Do we have a motion to approve?
Schiffer moves approval.
We have a second. All right, motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, motion carries. Next, we have course number 686.3. Michael?
The course title is 2023 Permits, Plans, Inspections, and Occupancy Classification Advanced Module Internet. The provider is Training Licensing Center, Inc. The prior accreditor, BCIC. The affirmation date was 2/7/2024. This is a one-hour online course that is intended to educate the participant on the requirements, process, and conditions for the approval of construction permits and construction documents for a building. The course will also cover the inspection requirements for the type of work being performed and the occupancy classification of a building or structure in accordance with the 2023 Clark Building Code 8th edition. After administrative review of this course, it was found that the title page for the PowerPoint was missing and a certificate of completion was missing but not required. As a result, I recommend denial of this course because it does not meet the full requirements of Rule 61G20-6.002. However, the ad hoc could motion to instead conditionally approve this course subject to adding a title page to the PowerPoint.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Michael. Anybody from the POC wishing to speak on this course? Anybody from the public wishing to speak on 686.3? All right. Back to the POC. You've heard the recommendation. We can conditionally approve this one with the addition of a title page.
That moves conditional approval.
Okay. All right. We have a second.
Schiffer will do that.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Any further discussion?
Brian, this is David.
Yes. Go ahead.
Listen, I understand that these legacy presentations do not require a certificate of completion. But can we recommend that? I think it's important that you know, we know what they're going to be giving to the students. So can we make a recommendation?
I think that would be the same same issue as with the other course that we've previously talked about. I guess we can make a recommendation or a suggestion, but we cannot enforce that. That's my
understanding. No, I understand, but it would be helpful if they did it to students, right?
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't have any issue with that.
I would call it an informal suggestion.
Okay. Is staff okay with that?
Yeah, same issue as before. As long as it's merely a suggestion and it's very clear that approval isn't conditioned on it, then it's fine.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
And I can get that. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, we have a motion and a second on the floor. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. 686.3 is conditionally approved. Next is course number 701.3. Michael?
Title is 2023 Permits, Plans, Inspections, and Occupancy Classification, Advanced Module, Provider, Training Licensing Center, Inc., prior accreditor, BCIC, the affirmation date 2/7/2024. This is a one-hour instructor-led course that is intended to educate the participant on the requirements, process, and conditions for the approval of construction permits and construction documents for a building. The course will also cover the inspection requirements for the type of work being performed and the occupancy classification of a building or structure in accordance with the 2023 Florida Building Code 8th edition. After administrative review of this course, it was found that, again, title page for the PowerPoint was missing, the certificate of completion was missing, but also not required. As a result, I recommend denial of this course because it does not meet the full requirements of Rule 61G20-6.002. However, the ad hoc could motion to instead conditionally approve this course subject to adding a title page to the PowerPoint.
All right. Thank you, Michael. Anybody from the POC wishing to speak on this course? All right. Do we have anybody from the public wishing to speak on course number 701.3? All right. Hearing none, this is the same exact scenario as 686.3. So do we have a motion to conditionally approve with the addition of the title page as Michael referenced?
Shock, move conditional approval.
All right, we have a motion. Do I have a second?
Schiffer.
I second John.
Okay. All right, we have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? All right, hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? All right. 701.3 is conditionally approved. Our final course is course number 692.3. Michael?
The course title, 2023 Permits and Plans Approval Advanced Module. The provider, Cordova and Associates, Inc., the prior creditor, Bill Dumbaugh, and the affirmation date is 1/31/2024. This is a one-hour instructor-led course that is designed to educate the participants in the requirements, process, and conditions for the approval of construction permits and construction documents for a building. The course will cover the review criteria, exceptions, time limitations, affidavits, placement of permit and plans, requirements for permits to become null or void, information needed on construction documents in accordance with the 2023 Florida Building Code 8th edition. After administrative review of this course, it was found that the title page to the PowerPoint was missing and the certificate of completion was missing, but again, not required. As a result, I recommend denial of this course because it does not meet the full requirements of Rule 61G20-6.002. However, the ad hoc could motion to instead conditionally approve this course subject to adding a title page to the PowerPoint.
All right. Thank you, Michael. Anyone from the top wishing to speak on this course? Anybody from the public wishing to speak on this course? 692.3. All right, we're back to the POC. Just as the previous two, we would need to conditionally approve this with the addition of a title page. Somebody want to make that motion?
That was so conditional approval.
Okay.
John.
Okay, with a motion and a second. Any further discussion on this item? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, course number 692.3 is conditionally approved. All right, well, that completes our courses for today. Next, we have agenda item number 9, and that's the Education Administrator Activity Report.
Okay, the Education Administrator Activity Report contains brief descriptions of the normal activities of the administrator from January 27, 2024 through March 25, 2024, including staffing the ad hoc meetings and handling inquiries from a variety of sources concerning the Florida Building Commission's education program. Also contained is the training funding information for 2024 which is being promoted by Building a Safer Florida, and which includes eligibility requirements. Mr. Chair, if there are no questions, that concludes the Education Administrator's Activity Report as part of the April 8, 2024 EDPOC agenda.
Okay, thank you, Michael. Does anybody from the POC have any questions or comments for Mr. Clark? All right. Hearing none, we'll go to item number 10, which is any other POC business that needs to be discussed, brought up today.
Brian, can I make a comment, please?
Yes, go ahead, Commissioner John.
I'd like to thank Jim and Michael for the format we now have for the course reference material and course presentation material. Those two items, only having two items, they're really simplified review, and they made it much easier. So thank you both for getting that done. I think that's terrific.
Yeah, definitely, yeah, thank you. That's much easier to follow now. All right. Any other POC business? All right. Next, we've got item number 11, which is public comment. Anybody from the public wishing to speak on any items for this meeting? All right. Hearing none, we will go to the POC members and staff comments. Anybody from the POC or staff wanting to comment on anything? All right. Well, I'll just say that we did a little better on our time this one than the previous one, so we're getting in the right direction there. So I appreciate everybody's time today on the Education POC meeting. And if there's no other discussion, we stand adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
This conference is no longer being recorded.